having any room.
What do you mean?
There would be like no room in the underwear. Like that would be one tight pair of briefs.
I know. No. But I was thinking like maybe I could make a quilt or something. A patchwork quilt out of one. Could you imagine a quilt with just Y fronts?
I bet you somebody has done that.
I bet you that would be
really awesome. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That would be really awesome. Anyway, so that's the voicemail.
Thank you very much for calling in, Drum Major.
FlobFo. Do you know what FlobFo stands for?
You should tell people what that means because they won't know what that means.
Okay, so FlobFo stands for the First Lady of Big Fatty Online because his partner, Brian, won the number one fan contest at the Big Fatty Online.
Ruined.
Podcast.
Ruined.
It's ruined because you keep interrupting. And... anyway, so he came up with FlobFo, First Lady of...
which I think is pretty fucking clever.
FlobFo, not Flo.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So he came up with FlobFo, First Lady of...
which I think is pretty fucking clever.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4755. The FO for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going into the mailbag, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we said it. We hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, thirders. Big Fatty. Is that like the author Thurber? No, Thurder, not Thurber. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, it is. Y'all, you're thirders today because y'all, 2026, a third over with. Y'all, I can't believe it. In fact, yesterday was the halfway point between when we switched to daylight saving time and the summer equinox. So y'all, the days are still getting longer, but there's more behind us than is ahead of us. Yes, Big Fatty. And so delighted at that thought. And let's see what was I going to say, Big Fatty? We don't know. Well, y'all, the year's a third over. Can you believe it, Big Fatty? I can't believe most anything you say. Well, okay. Thank you for calling.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess so, y'all, today the 30th of April, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. Met this person face to face a couple of times. Y'all, once in the Bury, and the other time outside the Bury with the Danbury, but now in the, I think they're South Bury now. So anyway, y'all, you heard the turnip head. And Urban Guy T.O. From the Underpants show. Yes, Big Fatty, they've been wrapped. They've been washed. They're washed up now, yes. They were talking about the FlobFo. And, y'all, that's whose celebration we are celebrating today. Y'all, the FlobFo, y'all, just as kind a person as you'll ever want to meet. And y'all always has a smile on his face. I know that there have been some difficult times here recently, but I have every confidence that things will improve and chin up and look forward. You asked me if I need to kind of like move the show forward. Well, yes. And y'all, an amazing cook and husband and father. Y'all, once again, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Drum Major Kev. Big Buddy, we love Drum Major Kev. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Drum Major Kev, the Flompho, on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know damn good and well he get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy, happy birthday to you!
Hey, it's time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. So y'all, speaking of the turnip head, y'all got an e-letter from him, y'all, and it's the subject was dipped cone. Big Fatty, you've got Miss Bacon's attention. Y'all, by the way, still worried sick about Patty. Patty Bacon, yes, Big Fatty, we all are. But the turnip head says, almost as good as a beaver tail. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Well, not according to Miss Beaver. I think Miss Beaver likes some beaver tail. Big Fatty. But y'all, it is an ice cream cone. It's a dipped cone, dipped in cinnamon toast crunch, Cinnadust. Y'all, it's at the Dairy Queen. In the northern Mexico, and it's part of their new Brufkas flavored items. Big Fatty, who has ice cream for Brufkas? Clearly, the turnip head. Y'all, remember I was talking about that Bill in St. Louis, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO times two. He was going out there to the Lost Wages to go to the Sphere, to see the Wizard, and y'all, I knew it was coming up sometime soon, but I wasn't exactly sure when, and y'all, I got an e-letter with some pictures. There were pictures, Bill says, Fatty, one word, wow. Watching the show in the Sphere was so cool. And we're sitting there, and the curtain went up, and it all changed inside. It took everyone's breath away. We were like, where did this come from, and how are they doing it? Thanks for the recommendation. You were spot on. Thanks so much, B. And y'all, he starts off, and y'all, I think I've mentioned at the beginning, it looks like there's a stage and everything, and y'all, it's the inside of the Radio City Music Hall with the speakers and chairs and everything. And then all of a sudden, it goes away and it's the beginning of the movie. And y'all, you realize that was not the stage after all. Y'all, it's a projection as well. So, Bill, I'm glad that you and your group, I see Craig there in the picture, and it looks like a couple of your friends, one of them appears to have Google eyes, Big Fatty. And y'all, there's a picture of one of the apples in a souvenir case. I don't know if they, I hadn't seen the souvenir cases, but I hope you enjoyed it, Bill. It sounds like you did. And, you know, Big Fatty is always there to recommend ways to spend your money. Y'all, by the way, I want to say this about getting the new. Let me just say this. that Petopotamus sent me a testimonium, says, congrats on your new Washamadryonators. Ironically, we did not get a new Frigimadoo yet because we're paying off all the plumbing and don't need a new fridge just because the water system is messed up. Well, Petopotamus, y'all, I want to just say this, because I'm sure some of you are thinking, why is Big Fatty getting a new Washamadryer? So, y'all, this is one of those things. And Miss Bacon's got it right. You know, if you're going to do things that increase the value of your home, do them while you can, if you can, as early as you can, because then you get to enjoy it also. And that was my thinking behind the new washer and dryer machine. And the other thing, the new pull across back door screen, y'all, I failed to mention, y'all, this would not have been possible. The DIY, you know, Big Fatty, don't remind us that you shouldn't have done that by yourself. Well, I couldn't have done it without that Moose P. Big Fatty, because, you know, Moose P, I think it was a couple of crema seasons ago, y'all, he sent me an electric screwdriver and drill. And y'all, I, given my recent inability to open jars, y'all, I could not have put the screws and all in without this drill. So, Moose P, thank you so much for that. But anyway, and y'all, Miss Beaver had comments about Big Fatty's picture, his picture from the that's some egg rolls that I had. I'll tell you more about them in a minute. But Miss Beaver and that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, commented on Big Fatty's picture from the Pops Goes Country, not spelled C-U-N-T. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, says, so flamboyant. And Miss Beaver says, so sweet. And thank you, sweet and flamboyant. Yes, Big Fatty, can we move the show forward now? Yes, let's move the show forward. Of happy musics from it just absolutely makes me just giggle. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all went over to Shady Pines, had supper with my lady friend over there. Y'all, they had changed the menu, and I had something called the Key West Solid. And y'all, it was basically mixed greens and strawberries and grapes and feta cheese and what else was on there? Almonds and just all kinds of stuff. And then I got it with grill scrimps to go on top. Y'all, absolutely delicious. And it was light. It had a nice poppy seed dressing to go on it. And y'all, I ate every bite of it. And y'all, then I came home and I was sitting here watching I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then after that, I watched the Wheel and the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I turned on the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves were playing. Who were they playing? They were playing. I don't remember, but they beat them. And y'all, while I was in the middle of all of that, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my most regular gentleman caller, the 33-year-old now, he said, "Big Freddy, can I come over?" And I said, "Well, yes, but, you know, y'all, I had already taken the go-to-bed pills." And I said, "Yes, but you got to come over right now because, you know, Big Fatty is old." And, y'all, he came over, and, y'all, it was just lovely. And so after we hosed down the big, whatever, y'all, he headed on home and I headed to bed. Y'all, my neighbor, former coal miner, in the middle of all that, he sends me a message. "Are you up?" And, of course, I was. But, y'all, I, you know, you don't talk to people with your mouth full. Big, Freddy Vulgar. Anyway, slept like a baby. Y'all woke up. There was, I don't know what it was, but there was moisture falling out of the sky. Y'all, it's been months since we've had any rain here in Fat Acres. Y'all, it was unbelievable. Y'all, it was just a spitting, but evidently this weekend it was supposed to get over an inch of rain, which doesn't sound like much, but y'all, we need every drop we can get. Y'all, since it was raining, after I had my coffee and read the paper and had my breakfast, what did I have for breakfast? Oh, I had a piece of the sourdough toast and a couple of those cookeries that I got at the senior size class. And y'all, since it was spitting outside, I just walked for an hour inside the villa. The NEP had sent me a message. Says, "Brick Party, if you're going to the Von's East, I'd like to join." I said, "Thank you for calling." And so y'all heading over to pick up the NEP. And y'all, but before we could go to the Von's East, y'all had to go to the Sam's Club. And so went there, had to get some supplies for this weekend. And y'all, I got some little spring rolls, chicken spring rolls that I cooked in the air fryer. And y'all, they're good. Nice and crisp. And I'll just have to hold off till tomorrow to let you know about that. And y'all, I've had to pick up, got pineapple juice and coconut flavored rum for the special punch that we have. And anyway, there it is for right now. I'll have to finish it all up later tomorrow. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, like I said, that's the Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. from the Underpants Show. Gentlemen, anything to say?
So he came up with Flop Flo, First Lady.
Yes,
of...
which I think is pretty fucking clever.
All rise for the Flop Flo.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yeah! Yes. The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.